Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Cindy Sheehan got arrested last night and up on Infowars.com. Right now we're posting, she just got, you know, basically out of the hooshkow. We're posting what happened to her. She was wearing a T-shirt they didn't like. Didn't matter if a congressman brought her there. And it just shows you the police state level we're talking about. It doesn't matter how bad PR it was for Bush. They still did it. Halliburton's going to run concentration camps in America. That's mainstream news. We're going to play some more clips of the State of the Union by the puppet in chief last night and comment on that. And we're going to try to take more of your calls this hour at 1-800-259-9231. I'm really asking for callers that don't call very often or first-time callers today to give everybody a chance to get in. Ed in Tennessee, then Ida and others. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know, these world leaders and stuff, I think people of the Christian faith, they need to sign prior to the abominations of this world. They need to be meek and humble about this. We need to pray for our enemies, love our enemies, as Jesus said. But, you know, there's something in the sky where people need to think about it because it's been hit by the government. It's in Revelation chapter 8. It goes over this. It's verse 11. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, which in the Greek is calamity. And a third part of the waters became wormwood, which is calamity. And many men died of the bitter waters because they were made bitter. There's something in the sky. It was discovered in 1982 called Planet X.
Oh, please.
And it's coming. It's heading towards Earth and will pass by the Earth soon. The government knows about this. They're keeping it hid from the people. And this is the truth that I say. You say the truth also, Mr. Jones, and I tell the truth also. A warning to the people is they need to be ready and take cover from this because
all
there'll
right,
be many.
All right, listen, I appreciate your call. About 6 years ago, I guess 7 years ago now, a couple books came out guaranteeing that Planet X was going to either hit the Earth or go right by it 3 years ago. They said in 3 years it would happen. Didn't happen. And then I predicted when it didn't happen, they'd say it was the Gregorian calendar and it was really a three-year difference and then it didn't kill us. Do meteorites hit the Earth? Do small planetoids collide with other heavenly bodies? Yes. Have we had calamities? Yes. Have they found a 10th, 11th, 12th? They found a bunch of rocks bigger than Pluto out past now. And they even named a 10th planet last year, but they're not in an elliptical orbit. And they're not killing us. And I'm not saying that isn't going to happen, but it's just really kind of the wrong show. Because, I mean, here's an example. I'll get calls every week about the imaginary concentration camps. I heard from a truck driver who saw one, but I don't know the truck driver's name. Or I heard from a truck driver who talked to a guy who talked to a guy who saw one. But I've got on PrisonPlanet.com an article today Paul Watson put together with a whole bunch of mainstream news articles admitting camps for you and your family. I've been and watched the military train to put you in them. But somehow there's a disconnect where people will not focus on that. I mean, where we've got the government planning to do it, it's just kind of like a disassociative people kind of turn away from it. And yeah, saying there's going to be a nuke go off to Mars, saying there's going to be earthquakes, or saying that all of this stuff's going to happen, it's very interesting, it's intriguing, it gets ratings. I don't knock those that decide they want to talk about this. And, you know, and the comeback I get from these people is, well, it could happen. Well, yeah, and my garden gnome could come alive and grow 100-foot fangs and climb a stairway to heaven before he pogo sticks, you know, down the drain. I mean, Toucan Sam could come flying out of a Fruit Loops box and bite me on the nose. But it's not going to happen, folks. Okay? And I'm not saying that we won't be hit by asteroids. I'm not saying that that's not going to happen. But to say Planet X, the purveyors of this, who put all this out, haven't been held to account. They're back now with new books selling them, saying it's going to hit us in 3 years again. And this broadcast is about credibility. Everything we talk about is documented. No chupacabras. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to continue with your phone calls. You play some more clips of the State of the Union that is all designed to make you think the president is running something so that he'll take the blame for what the elite is doing. I want to get into Halliburton and mainstream news with its FEMA camps, concentration camps, for your safety, of course, though, and so much more. Before I go to Ida and Don and Brian and Mike and Mike and many others, I just want to mention something. I was driving along listening to local talk radio last night and heard the talk show host, and I commend him, talking about aspartame. And I mean, years ago, I probably did 20, 30 shows, more than that, with medical doctors, brain surgeons, people that study the brain, just I guess you call them neurologists, all of these incredible experts. And I covered hundreds of studies on air. And for years, I just kind of, okay, I'm moving on from that. I did probably 50 shows on sodium and stannous fluoride. But I was listening to the talk show host, and he was reading documents that I've covered on air, and it was reminding me. It was actually George Gordon, who does a pretty good job on his radio show. But he was going over admitted documents, and I remember reading them. Did you know back in 1971 to 1973 at the University Medical Center there in Wisconsin, at the big John F. Kennedy medical ward, this top scientist, what was his name? I mean, I just heard him talking about it last night, and it reminded me of all the documents I'd read years ago. My memory's good, but not that good. Wiseman, this top scientist Wiseman, Monsanto, at that time Searle was the name, they changed names, they went and hired him and 13 other studies at the same time to go and study primates, monkeys, being given aspartame. And in one of the studies, they gave 7 infant healthy rhesus monkeys, whose metabolisms are very similar to Homo sapiens sapien, that's us folks, humans, very similar in the metabolism. They gave them low levels of it in with their mother's milk. So they were getting all the vitamins and nutrients they needed from the mother's milk, and they added just low levels in it. One died, and another 5 had grand mal seizures, you know, clenching teeth, flopping around, and had holes in their brains. So he brought this to them, but one monkey, because some of us are really tough, one monkey did okay. Actually, the study showed he was a little bit sick, but he didn't have bad seizures and didn't die. And so they actually used that, went to the FDA and said, look, one of them lived, so it's okay. They only used that monkey out of the study. And then they had 13 other studies done, and even the FDA said, oh, no, this stuff kills. This stuff is toxic. It's basically wood alcohol held inside of another molecule structure, and it breaks off into wood alcohol and another form of acid. That form of acid itself eats holes in the brain. It's real simple. You drink wood alcohol, you go blind, folks. But see, toxins are addictive, almost universally so, if not taken in. You know, there are whole tribes of people in the South Pacific and Africa, all over, who are addicted to snake venom. Did you know that? Some of the Mayans and some of the Toltecs and Aztecs would actually take snake venom and enemas. I don't want to get off too much in that, but arsenic is a heavy metal, very addictive. So why did Searle do this? Well, their own documents show they know it's addictive. So that's why your family member will smirk at you, even though they're going blind and having all these health problems, and they were in good shape. They'll smirk and slurp their Diet Coke, but now it's in 9,000-plus foods, and that was years ago I checked. And now I've heard it's in more because the patent ran out on it, so it's been widely distributed. And it's just deadly poison. And their own studies show that it kills primates. And I got family who've got multiple degrees and are smart as a whip, sharp as a tack. And they'll smirk at me and drink a Diet Coke. And they just aren't going to listen, and they don't care, and it's bad for them. They're old mountain men who can drink a bottle of Jack Daniels every day and smoke 3 packs of cigarettes, and they'll be all right. Some people can drink this stuff and be okay, but it'll kill most of us. And let me tell you something. Aspartame's a lot more dangerous from the studies I've seen than tobacco. And tobacco's real bad, folks, especially when you take smoke a whole lot of it or chew a whole lot of it. Believe me, I like it, and it's hard for me to stay away from it. But I mean, again, I've just spent 5 minutes on this, and I got all this other news and your calls I want to cover, but what is it in the human condition that people just don't want to listen? Now the good news is that people are, by and large, a large portion of them, are refusing to drink the aspartame soft drinks, but then it doesn't matter because it's in all the foods now. Basically, all the foods have it, and they'll disguise it under the term artificial sweetener. But they moved to Splenda, and now there's all these studies on Splenda. And the question is, there are artificial sweeteners that are not toxic. Why are they always pushing stuff that's toxic? Because it's addictive. There's money in drugs. You don't think Big Pharma, by the way, Searle is Big Pharma. Monsanto is Big Pharma. All of these companies are Big Pharma. The same ones pushing Ritalin and Prozac on you and trying to get laws passed to make half the kids in school take them, New Freedom Initiative. Don't you understand? They're going to camouflage other things as sweeteners, and they're really drugs. And they're the most old-fashioned drugs that get the job done. They're poison. I mean, you go read what the old shaman or the old witch doctor or the old witch would do, doesn't matter what culture, is they'd go eat some poisonous plant and have hallucinations. I mean, that's what poison is. People poison themselves. Pharmakia, pharmacies, is where you get that term. And it's just so destructive. And to know that it eats holes in your brain, to know, and it's so sick. We know sodium and stannous fluoride hurt small mammals, young mammals, worse than adult mammals. we know that aspartame, it's much worse for small children. And so when you go look at Pedialyte and all the stuff at the baby stores, it's all, ooh, aspartame for your child. And it's high levels of it. And you go, oh, look, fluoridated water for kids. And oh, they've got a big report out, oh, your kids need more fluoride. And then fools go, well, fluoride's naturally occurring. You need it. You need calcium fluoride. Totally different from stannous fluoride. You know, the head dentist in Canada, who 15 years ago, we've interviewed him, got fluoride authorized because the Canadians didn't want to do it. They were a little bit more informed. And he did a national big crusade saying it was great. Well, he's now gone public, reversed himself, apologized, and said he didn't know they were using stannous fluoride from the toxic waste facilities of aluminum manufacturing plants. You see, at the end of World War II, so many planes, so many vehicles were made out of aluminum. They had hundreds of millions of tons, it was reported. It was everywhere. A bunch of big rivers in Tennessee, remember, in the late 40s, died. There were humans were poisoned because some of the fluoride got spilt just a few big containers into rivers. I mean, it's that deadly. And there's no way to get rid of it. What did they do? They just said, we're going to put it in the water. And by the way, I've read the official, I mean, there are official Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II books about World War II, that have the documents that the Nazis put it in their slave camp water, in the water of the population to make you docile. That particular chemical, that particular compound, element, fluoride, makes you docile. Whereas arsenic has an amphetamine effect. See, they all have different effects in the body. And so they took it and they stuck it in the water, and they knew, and then this is admitted. You understand, folks, this is not my opinion. You can go check out what I'm saying. You can take it to the bank. It's true. DU, same thing. They have thousands and thousands and thousands and more than that. It's just a massive amount. I forget the actual statistic of DU. Because for any ounce of real purified particular isotope of uranium that they purify out for a bomb or a plant or a submarine, power plant, whatever it is, whatever the case may be, there were just giant facilities of this stuff. Well, what do you do? Well, it's great for making the tanks impregnable. Just normal, you know, you fire a steel rod to Sabo at it, it just bounces off the Abrams M1A1. So you make the top turret out of it, you make the front out of it, the side out of it, you make some of the thinner areas out of it, and then, oh, well, let's put it in the Vulcan cannons of the A-10 Warthog. Oh, let's put it in the Bradley fighting vehicle. Oh, let's put it in the ammo of the M16s and the 50 cals. Oh, let's put it in the... And then their own manuals say, the Army's manuals, and the National Atomic Energy Agency, and our own Federal Atomic Agency, all the documents, I have stacks of them, official, says it's deadly poisonous, not just radioactive, and that if you breathe any of it, you're going to die. And what do? Then they just tell the troops, just use it all over the world, use it in the U.S. at proving grounds, at the firing ranges, the testing ranges, and they just do it. You see, this goes to the very nature of the elite we're talking about. I've seen Dick Cheney on TV, on C-SPAN, while he's sitting there waiting to give a speech. He's drinking a Diet Coke. It was Rumsfeld who got aspartame approved when he was on the head of Monsanto, when they bought Searle. Or when they merged with Searle, to be precise. He's the guy who got the Terminator genes for the plants approved, now taking over entire species of plants and jumping cross species, creating massive problems. He's the guy that gave the nuclear reactors to South Korea, the bioweapons and chemical weapons to Saddam. It's always him. It's like he's Darth Sidious or something. I mean, I just, when you really start to look at him, it's like Dick Cheney goes over there and he goes into bases and spends the night in Iraq in bases, you can go look at it, that were bombarded by DU. Why is he breathing it? It's like they just love death themselves. You've almost got to commend them that they all do it themselves. It's been admitted that Bush Sr.'s on Prozac. That stuff's so toxic. By the way, it's fluoride-based. Its main molecule's fluoride. So, we'll come back, I promise. We'll talk to Ida, Don, Brian, Mike, and others. I promise we'll go right to your calls and back. I'm just... I'm so blown away by this. It's just, what are they doing? What's wrong with these people?
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com, or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Cindy Sheehan arrested for no reason. Halliburton concentration camps. It's all coming up. That's right. They're not just going to rip you off of your money. Now they're going to run your life. Let's go ahead and talk to Ida in Nebraska. Ida, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I've got a copy of the Reader's Digest in front of me from April 1993. States that Queen Elizabeth makes private trips to Kentucky because she has racehorses there that she owns. Surprisingly, that's not ever covered by our so-called media, but boy, whoop-de-doo for the princely.
Well, I mean, if you go to the Davos Switzerland Forum or you go read the transcripts, it's all, thank you, Prince Charles, for the plan. Thank you for the direction. You go read Smart Growth, any of it. They literally own half the planet. But they the tabloids, in many cases owned by them, No kidding. The Queen's youngest son actually owns a large portion of them. They badmouth themselves and make themselves look like a joke on purpose.
Yep, you're absolutely right. The other day I was watching the History Channel, Hitler, and it was a show on Hitler, and he made the comment, it's a good thing for the government that people don't know how to think, and that's exactly what we've got in this country. They're taking pointers from Hitler. Also, I've always wondered, how come with Bush's State of the Union, why don't they call it the State of the Plantation, or the State of his Kingdom, or the State of his Serfdom?
Well, I saw Cab Ellie Hutchinson's chief of staff last night. I took my wife and children to a restaurant, and he comes in and sits down. He goes, hi, Alex, how you doing? And I didn't know him. He goes, yeah, we've seen the show. How's it going? And I said, aren't you going to rush back and go see the emperor's speech? And he and his wife started laughing. And I said, no, you know what John Yoo and others have been saying in the White House, that he has dictatorial power. And we know, Alex. And, but see, they're just friendly little people, and everything's fine. I mean, really, this is happening, folks.
Well, Alex, the one thing I got to say with the FEMA camps, I hope when they haul me off, they put me in the same camp with you. We're going to have a lot of fun. Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
You bet. You know what? I'm going to be frank with you. I think if it gets to that point, they're probably going to beat me to death. That's usually how they do it, and they'll probably, it'll be good for me. They'll probably get overly excited and kill me out of hand, and and then I'll punch out of all this. It really won't matter. I mean, I think if we go to that point, you know, that's really the kind of stuff they do. I mean, if they're able to go full bore and really pull their whole nine yards, they'll be grabbing so many people, they won't even have time to create false charges or frame you. They'll just send by a squad, and if you resist, they'll kill you. And then if they get you in custody, they'll hand you over to folks and then send you to a camp where it's federal prison guards who have rap sheets. And that's admitted. Again, mainstream news. They hire for the different torture camps guys who like to rape and kill people and who've been fired from federal prisons. And then it's better to die than to fall into their hands. And they've got thousands of these Ted Bundy types. Look, smart Ted Bundys today don't go out, killing randomly. They go join the government. And it's a happy hunting ground of fun. And they get to enjoy themselves. And then again, one of the chief counsels of the White House, John Yoo, says they can torture children in front of their parents and crush their genitalia. That's mainstream news. So there's your Christian leaders for you. Let's go ahead. And many Christians, I would imagine, would be praising that. They love the torture, so-called Christians. Of course, they worship somebody that's got horns and a forked tail, but they think that's Jesus now. It's a great deception. Don and KC, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. It's true. These people, these world elites, are very insane. They do love death, and I think we're living in the time what the Bible refers to as the time when the transgressors will come to the full, meaning that evil would be perfected to an art form or a science, which is what they're pursuing, and it's insane.
Yeah, people say that, corruption and evil is nothing new. It's always been there, and that's true. But now it is being scientifically perfected.
Exactly. And this is why it's so hard for the average person to see through it. First of all, their agenda is insane, and they're so evil, they can't even relate to it. I got a call from a friend of mine, a dear friend, who's down in Houston. He's at a conference, a Christian conference on, getting the wealth of the wicked in the last days type stuff. And I guess some speaker got up and told a story about how someone handed a book to Laura Bush that was so impressed her and affected her that she got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and gave it to her husband. And this happened last October, and yet a month later, he's in that meeting cursing the Constitution. And I'm looking at an article right now by Doug Thompson of Capitol Hill Blue. He wrote this over a year and a half ago, talking about the president's erratic behavior. And he said that he would go from quoting the Bible and talking about doing God's will to expletive tirades against the Democrats and the media and telling his aides to F over anybody they consider to be an opponent. And this guy's like a modern-day Caligula, They don't know what to do with.
George Bush goes to a meeting every year where they bust in gay porn stars. I mean, that's New York Post, so I guess that's Christian. Okay, fine.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great, and it's a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
It's not my opinion that George W. Bush is part of an hereditary death cult. You all know about Skull and Bones, but we have the annals of Bohemian Grove. I've been inside. I've shot hidden video. We've now had an employee of the facility who contacted us who shot video inside. We have the sacrificial altars, the deity where they do the mock human sacrifice, the effigies of children they burn. And I saw on eBay yesterday another Bohemian Grove annal up for sale, and they had photos there of all these owls and skulls and death, and they have all these weird death chants in them. And I had Washington Times articles about all the gay prostitutes being shipped in. They don't really want women. It's the Christian conservative leaders predominantly that go there. Our great Christian leaders, you know, when they're not out owning racehorses or gambling millions in a night, they are there frolicking with the finest male prostitutes money can buy. And there's no evidence of Bush being with these people. He just goes to a meeting where Richard Nixon, we have the audio clip of him in the Harper's interview. For years, Nixon was in the Harper's interview talking about how it's a big gay orgy. He used a different, he said GD, homosexual orgy. And we could air the clip, but there's mild profanity, so we're not going to, well, I don't think it's that mild, but you know what I mean. It's not the F word, but we're not going to air it. It's, you can type Richard Nixon Bohemian Grove clip into Google, and you'll get it everywhere. But now Harper's, a few years ago, released the actual interview, the whole interview, and then we got that clip specifically out of the Harper's interview. And that's what they do there. And then I have Spy Magazine articles. I have a whole bunch of other mainstream news articles admitting that they just bust them in. And I talked to the employee who worked there. He got hit on quite a bit, being a younger man, by these guys. And again, they pose as Christian conservatives, but in reality, they are big government promoting, New World Order loving, and by and large, homosexuals. And look, it isn't just Jeff Gannon, a.k.a. Guckard, a.k.a. whatever his real name is, you know, who's this big male madam running male whores in and out of the White House. It wasn't just him. If you read it even into the mainstream reports, you can see about other male prostitutes going in. He also, again, was in porno movies. And there is video and photos, and I put it in my film, The Order of Death, of Bush comes over, whispers in his ear, and rubs the back of his neck. And let me tell you something. You know, when I see, like, my uncle or a cousin who's a male, I'll hug him. But, you know, I don't rub their neck and put my cheek up against their neck. I mean, frankly, what Bush did is what I do to my wife. When nobody's around and, you know, I come home, hey, baby, I'll kiss her and run my hand up along her neck, run my, you know, that's what you do. I mean, it's clearly sexual. Bush is, oh, yeah, ooh, baby, ooh, the Christianness. And people just ignore all this hidden in, And then Gannon, the male whore, is in there over 100 times, half the time after midnight. He shows up at 10, leaves at 1 a.m., prancing out the front gates. Whole squads of them. And just the male prostitutes packing in the middle of the night. No big deal. I mean, if your preacher had known male prostitutes prancing out at 1 a.m., would you think anything? You'd go, no, it's of the Lord. And my point here is they claim they're Christian conservatives. It's just amazing. Oh, and all these so-called Christians freak out over Bill Clinton and Lewinsky and all, and that is gross with the cigar, and I don't want to get into it, but I mean, it is bad. But why are they freaking out about that when they're not freaking out about stuff 10 times more deviant? I mean, male prostitutes, folks, and somebody's, I mean, I've got that whole compilation of mainstream TV reports where they even make the jokes and comment, ooh, having some fun in there. And see, that's what they use to hold over Bush. You'll do exactly what we say, or we're going to expose what you and Rove and others are reportedly doing in there. But all of that aside, he's praying at a Shinto shrine. He's praying in a mosque. He's praying at a Catholic church. He's praying at a Protestant church. He's a chameleon. But what does Bush do when the lights are low and he's on vacation? He puts on a black robe and engages in a mock human sacrifice. And I'm sorry if that sounds crazy. It's true. My new film is called The Order of Death. It's one of my best documentaries, very professional. And on the same DVD, you get the re-edited, remastered, updated 2000 Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. We updated it about, what, 3-4 months ago and released it in December of last year. So it's just a few months old. So you get the new updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, our original infiltration updated, with the new film, with the new footage inside, and all the stuff about the homosexual prostitutes and all of it. Show it to your church and ask them, I mean, is this of the Lord? Is this good? You will see photos of Bush and Bush Sr. standing in front of the owl. You will see all of it. I mean, and this is admitted. And, of course, we're now carrying Dylan Avery's great documentary, the Loose Change video about government involvement in 9/11, a lot better than Loose Change 1. It's excellent. That's why we're carrying it. And by the way, all my films are available at prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. There are monthly subscriptions there. And you can also go and get a yearly subscription. When you get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months for free, 15 cents a day, folks. A cup of coffee costs $1 at the gas station, $2 at Starbucks. I mean, you get a whole week plus for the price of a cup of coffee. You get a whole month for the cost of maybe 3 cups of coffee. You get a whole year for what? The cost of, what is it, something like 15, 20 cups of coffee? And you can download, burn copies of the videos, my best audio interviews from the radio show, my Best of Austin TV show. I mean, it's one Best of Austin, the Reader's Poll. It's a pretty good TV show. Been on the air for now almost 12 years. And then there's also my weekly TV reports I'm now doing in studio, at least one interview a week. About to go up today is going to be the Tex Mars interview, because it takes time to edit it together and add documents and stuff. We could just throw the raw stuff up there, but we make it even better for you. And the David Stahl National Toll Road Control Grid interview, that's going to be going up for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we've got Shelley Castillo, top DEA agent in Latin America, watch government drug dealing and murders going on. And he'll be joining us Friday for 2 hours. That'll be edited down to about an hour. That'll be up for you as well as members. So much at PrisonPlanet.tv. It just gets better and better, and Loose Change is there right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, along with so much more. But get hard copies of all my films or other films and books we carry at the video and bookstore at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. But people, really, the theme's been the last week. Tons of calls about God and the devil and the New World Order, more than we normally get. And even if you don't believe in God, the elite does. I mean, they really are into the occult. Every decision Reagan made was according to his astrologer, down to what minute he gave a speech to what color tie he wore. I mean, Nancy Reagan's talked about that. That's out of her own mouth. To me, that's crazy. I don't believe in astrology. I believe it's total kookdom. That offends you? I'm sorry. I just don't believe in a science that says that the world is the center of the universe, and that the sun orbits us. It's not a science. It's mindlessness. But that ought to concern you. Well, the stuff Nancy Reagan was into is nothing compared to what the Bushes and others are. And I don't know why so many Christians are in denial. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Pennsylvania, then Mike and Chris and others. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Two things I want to bring your attention. You know, in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, when he was called by God to, you know, he was called to dig, and he dug, and he dug, and he dug, and God told him to open up, and he looked inside. And he saw the abominable, desolate things that the rulers thought the people would never find out.
Yeah, what he did was he went to the temple and he dug a hole through the wall to see what they were doing inside.
What they were doing, right. And that's the same thing that you're doing and that all of us are called to do. And the second thing is, it really blew my mind, when you had your George Nouri interview back, you know, when he exposed the Bohemian Grove back in March, I think it was March 12th or whatever, when they had Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, when you exposed that on George Nouri, remember back in March of 2004?
Yeah, that was on 3-3.
Yeah, I taped your program that whole night, and it was funny how you said they needed control of the mind, the weather, and the religion. And that was like a time when I was just starting to wake up to it. It was kind of really deep and over my head, but as more of the evidence has come out, that's the truth. And that's the hardest thing of people. When you come up to the average person, they won't control the mind, the weather, the religion. That's because whether you believe it or not, they believe it. You know.
Well, they're total control freaks. Well, it is. They're total and complete control freaks. Good to hear from you, Brian. Let's talk to who's up next here in order. Okay, Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Nice to hear from you. You got a great show. I just have two things. I want to see if I can get your opinion. One thing, looking at acquiring, buying a gun. And, you know, I'm not too thrilled about the requirement, licensing, and all that sort of thing. Is there any suggestions that you would give me as far as getting one?
Yeah, you don't have the so-called gun show loophole law, I believe, in Louisiana. Just go to a gun show and buy a gun there. It won't be on record.
Okay, cool.
There'll be private sellers there.
Okay, great. And the next question is, I've heard a lot about the Iran and the upcoming decision for them, I think, to sell their oil, but to denominate it in euros rather than dollars. And I guess for
that follows a move by Europe and by China and many others.
Okay, great. And what that does, I guess, and that's why our leaders are angry, is that it takes the control away from us, I guess. Could you elaborate a little bit on that? I just want to kind of understand a little bit more the ramifications of that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, let me try to, I mean, again, with economics, it's all very, very complex. It's very simple at one level, but then it's simple what they're doing, what their goal is. Criminal consolidation, it's not free market. They'll use fascism, they'll use communism, they'll use socialism, they'll use privatization, anything to unfairly consolidate wealth. But actually, the globalists running America want the dollar to be weak. Bush has actually done things to make the dollar weak, and going back 4 years ago, he's been saying he wants a weak dollar, and then claiming it'll help domestic manufacturing. Well, it hasn't helped. But it doesn't matter. He said in his speech it has, so it must be true. So Bush is a puppet. The Republicans and Democrats are bought and paid for by the same financial elite that owns Europe and that predominantly owns most of the central banks of the world. The elite of the world don't just make money. They actually physically print it. And so what they're after is real assets. They control the fiat currency. That's just a vehicle of domination. I mean, imagine if you literally own the money machines, you gave your private company the name Federal Reserve, and the people accepted it, and then you just set about creating an economic climate where people went bankrupt but did it in an orderly fashion so you could consolidate and basically own everything. I mean, that's how the monopoly game works. And so what I don't think Webster Tarpley gets and a few people get is that it really is a monopolar. We already have a global government. They just have to play off different blocks of the world government against itself to give the people the illusion of some type of internal struggle so that the people don't wake up to the fact that there is an all-powerful that is socioeconomically elite that is seeking to consolidate their foothold against the general population itself. And so I think we're going to see a slow slide of the dollar. Then I predicted many years ago that we'll then see the euro go down, and they'll claim that there's too much fluctuation in global currencies, and so we're all going to go to one global currency to stop all of the speculation and gyrations that causes. They did that at a local level in the U.S., claiming that, you know, they'd give us a Federal Reserve and it would end all recessions. Then we had a big depression, which they engineered. So that's really their plan. But in the short term, a weakening dollar, and that's mainly to debase our middle class, which is any independent group is always a threat to an elite. I got to get into Halliburton and the concentration camps, but let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I had a few little quick questions I wanted to ask. I'm a shortwave listener, and I've had some problems hearing your rebroadcast at night. I was wondering if maybe you had changed the shortwave frequencies.
You know, off the top of my head, I guess you don't have a computer?
No, I'm not at a computer right now.
Well, no, I mean, do you have a computer?
Yeah, but I'm on dial-up, so I can't really listen to it at night.
Sure, that's not. I was just asking if you had a computer.
Okay.
There on the listen page, I believe they have all the current shortwave frequencies there for you. It's one frequency in the first hour and then 3210 in the second and third hour.
Okay.
And so I don't really remember the frequency in the first hour. I think it's like
5475 or something?
I believe it's 5.765.
Okay, 765. All right. My second question, I called you about 2.5 years ago. I'm a teacher. What I do is I show my students your movies as a extra credit and stuff like that to kind of get them thinking outside the box. And this semester I have a really successful segment in my class called News That Makes Mike Mad. And it's a really kind of nonpartisan effort where I pull up, you know, documents from your website and prisonplanet.com, whatreallyhappened.com, just to try to get my students thinking outside the box, because a lot of them are very conditioned into, you know, the standard paradigm. A really successful unit that we did, we had about a 3-day discussion on Bohemian Grove that went really well. And whenever I bring up the Grove, like, their ears perk up, because it's that kind of, you know, just stuff that they don't get to hear about every day, and it's just so intriguing to them. So I thought that was kind of cool. And then one more thing is, I was at the library the other day, and on their, they have a bookshelf of just books they're trying to get rid of, and I managed to find a copy of Morals and Dogma for 10 cents. So I thought that was really cool.
Wow, Morals and Dogma, that sells for a couple $100 a lot of times on Amazon and eBay. And yes, you can go to estate sales and stuff and buy that. And you can read Albert Pike, the Supreme Grand Mason, saying that he's possessed by Lucifer and that Lucifer is their god. But you tell the average Mason that, he doesn't know because he's a low-level Mason.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really cool. And that was kind of what prompted me to give you a call today. It's been a while since I called your show. But
you made a pretty good little acquisition there, because I bet you can get about $100 for that book.
Yeah, it's a little damaged, but they didn't even actually bother putting it in their collection. I guess it was just, you know, something from an estate sale, they said. And they sell the books for 50 cents, but all I had was dime on me, so they said, ah, just take it. And, yeah, that's like probably, that was just a great find that, I just felt like calling and sharing, and maybe, you know, if you had a little bit of time in this segment, maybe you could just tell the readers about, you know, a little more about the Freemasons for maybe
sure.
New listeners.
Sure, I'll try to do that, and thanks for what you're doing with your class. They're blessed to have a teacher like you. They're really lucky. Look, I have a lot of, I guess, old family members, most of them deceased now, who were Masons. They're not evil people. They were low-level Masons, and it's just a fraternal order at that level. But you go to into the higher orders, 33 degree and above, and most Masons don't even know there's a degree above 33, which they think is honorary, it is openly satanic. And, I mean, I knew about this when I was a kid, because my dad told me about it, because, you know, he had great uncles and people that were high-level Masons. And it is... It is a Babylon mystery religion cult. That's what Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove are. They are chapters of it. And really, that's all secret societies are. That was the old term for intelligence agencies. But because they go back so far in time, they have religious overtones, and they predate Christianity, so they are pagan. You know, they would look at it as, no, we're not Luciferian, we're pagan. But their leaders actually worship Lucifer. They just think Lucifer's good and that Jesus is really bad. It's some weird stuff, let me tell you. And that's what they believe. That's what our leaders predominantly believe. They are Satanists. But they believe Satan is good.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning of fire.
Has absolutely no accountability for their actions, like drunks running free in the streets. Free speech in America. I bet Cindy Sheehan woke a few people up yesterday with her being arrested. More freedom fighters on the way. That's an instant message I got on my Yahoo Instant Messenger. And yes, folks, I'm reading your instant messages as they pour in, and try to read quite a few of them a day now here on the broadcast. You know, I've got a guest coming up, and I'm just pushing them back 20, 30 minutes in the next hour. I already canceled two guests today because I have so much news I want to cover. And I try to detail everything and end up just hyperventilating on air because there's so much information going on. But let me right now get into this, and then we'll get back into more news in the next hour and take your call and talk more about what happened to Cindy Sheehan, just another indicator of the police state. Halliburton detention camps for political subversives. And this is an article by Paul Joseph Watson, but every claim we make in the article has a hyperlink to a mainstream news article. It was announced in the Houston Chronicle and the Associated Press and a bunch of other places yesterday that Halliburton's going to run the new emergency camps. The camps are needed. In another shining example of modern-day corporate fascism, it was announced recently that Halliburton's subsidiary, Kellogg Brown and Root, and that's the same subsidiary involved in the kidnapping, Chicago Tribune, kidnapping, mass kidnapping, slave camps, had been awarded a $385 million contract by Homeland Security to construct detention and processing facilities in the event of a national emergency. The language of the preamble to the agreement veils the program with talk of temporary migrant holding centers, but it is made clear that the camps will also be used as the development of a plan to react to a national emergency. And again, they're going to legalize all illegal aliens, but then if the illegal aliens don't come in and get their new certification cards, then they will be put in these holding facilities and shipped out. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. You read deeper, it is for the general public. Discussions of federal concentration camps is no longer the rhetoric of paranoid internet conspiracy theorists. It is mainstream news. Under the enemy combatant designation, anyone at the behest of the U.S. government, even if they are a U.S. citizen, can be kidnapped and placed in an internment facility. Again, another link to a mainstream news article. Everything we claim is documented. Forever without trial, by the way. Jose Padilla, an American citizen, has been spent over 4 years in a Navy brig and is just now getting to trial. In 2002, FEMA sought bids for major real estate and engineering firms to construct giant internment facilities. That's the headline. In the case of a chemical, biological, or nuclear attack or natural disaster. It continues, Alex Jones has attended numerous military urban warfare training drills across the U.S., where role players were used to simulate arresting American citizens and taking them to internment camps. The move towards the database state in the U.S. and the U.K., where every offense is arrestable and DNA records of every suspect are taken, even if later proven innocent, are permanently kept on record, is only one tool necessary to create a master list of subversives that will be subject to internment in a manufactured time of national emergency. The national ID card system is also intended to be used for this purpose, just as the Nazis used the IBM computer punch technology, that's what the tattoo was for, to catalog a list of homosexuals, gypsies, Jews, before the roundups began. Section 4.4 of the Terrorism Act in Britain enables police to obtain name and addresses and details of anyone they choose. That happened to me for asking questions on people on the street, whether they are acting suspiciously or not. Those details remain in the database forever. To date, 119,000 names of political activists have been taken, and this is a figure that will skyrocket once the post-77 figures are taken into account. At the height of the Iraq war, protesters around 1 million marched across the country. However, most of these people were taking part in political protest for the first time. And again, it's all a big chilling effect, and it gets into the private Bechtel running the camps in New York for the RNC. We'll cover more when we start the third hour and take your call. Stay with us. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.